Yo, you know what it is, your boy Camel. We love hip hop. You know what this is? Sickest podcast right now. Sickest podcast. You know what I mean? World's most smoked out podcast. You know what I mean?
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, say along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The man touched the lean, yo. The can of drink, okay. Touch him.
Let's do it.
The man took a sip off of the...
Okay. Let's do it.
It's a drink.
Mula first. Bugetto.
Song of the week.
Jeez. Man's a... Holy, it's a hella stack right there. Huh? Where these niggas from?
I don't even know. I just learned this all year, huh?
Let's see what else we got here. That's our first song of the week right there. I got some more right here. Let me see what else I got in here.
I'm learning about the new heads in the city, man. I'm checking out the old, the new people, you know?
For sure. That's how we do it. Next one I got right here is El Dorado Corona. Let's see what this sound like. Once again, El Dorado Corona.
Okay,
we're gonna run it. We're gonna give him three to start the shit off right here.
Oh, you gonna give him three? All right,
let's
cool.
Do it. Directed by.
We got three tracks.
Two Tab Visuals.
Damn. Yeah. I be steady sipping on Corona.
Hey.
Corona on my head. My niggas, we gon' hurt ya. They put the price up on your head. These fucking pussy niggas, they be talking every day. But really, they be running,
okay.
running every day.
Hey.
Niggas get the gun and gun and gun in any place.
Hey.
Know that you ain't safe, better dig your own grave. Get it on the low, like SVP.
Okay.
The city, that MVP.
Hey.
See, academic? Got a lot of MCs out here.
let's not talk about fucking act. Let me fucking get to this next track. All right.
I'm sorry. I had to.
One more track right here. Toronto. Okay. Spelled with a two. Rono.
Okay.
Narcos. Watch this now.
Okay.
We're going to stay trappy, but it's going to be a little bit different. Watch this youth song. We're the world's most smoked out podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
If you didn't know. Watch this now.
The root of all evil. Money compressed like a prequel. Spreading it through to my page. I never try to mislead you. I'm a lot of people. Acting like they don't need you. When you see me, it's an easy. Wait till you see me from the blazers. Oh
man. At the trading bars.
Like, what's the vision ahead? All right. Back to back.
Yeah.
So are they a group?
Yeah, a two-man group.
Okay.
So shout out to Toronto. Or Toronto. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry. I'll be getting into my emails. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll be getting there. Don't worry. We'll get to you. We're not dissing. We're getting there. We're going through our list of people. We even have another show in the making. So don't forget. We have the sixth list too. So you can get on that too. Don't forget.
You know what I'm saying? So we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. It is a Tuesday night. We're going on... Tuesday night, and this should be airing Wednesday morning, so we're going a little bit early. So shout out to all the people on Valentine's Day. It's your Valentine's Day. Say, it's your Valentine's Day.
What the hell?
It's the remix of It's Your Anniversary.
Oh, okay. No? All right.
No, we're not doing that? So yeah.
Sav said no. That's not making it.
That'll make it Friday. I'm your host of the most toast Friday, Ricky Dread, a.k.a. The Pink Panther Smoker, aka the 5 a.m. Lima. I got no more AKAs, but to Redder me.
That's me, SSC underscore Hey Herx underscore PK. Because I'm on Instagram. I'm going to find a new platform for 2018, but so far, Instagram's the only one I fucks with.
You know the only saying? One.
So I be on there, you know, doing my thing. I change my avatar pic, you know, my IG pic. Shout out, you know what I'm saying? They know who they are. So, yeah. Let's get it done. Episode 56.
Hold on. Before we get into that, let's get into this avatar pic, okay? All right? There was a comment in there, all right? I'm chilling one night, all right? I'm looking in the comments because I get comments on my phone for the people who are listening, by the way. My phone is on is always on deck, right? So when people jump into YouTube comments like, you goof, I saw that, okay? All right? But man said...
I laugh at those comments.
The man said, Uncle Murda and the man who killed Patrick Swayze in Ghost.
That's me. That's me. I'm that nigga.
I said, okay.
So Uncle I had to Murda. Research it because at first I thought it was the white guy, right? His bank buddy. But no, it was the Spanish dude. Mm. So when I see this pic, I'm like, all right, avatar up. Bang, hold that.
I figured I'm Uncle Murda. All right,
I'm the light-skinned guy.
Just go for the dark-skinned guy. I must be Uncle Murda. But I'm like, who is the other guy?
So yeah, a.k.a. the guy who killed Patrick Swayze.
So go to SSC underscore Hey Herx underscore PK and check out what the avatar is in there. You'll know.
You get a nice laugh.
So we're over here at the Youngsterdam Lounge over here on 529 Young Street. If y'all want to, you know, get your eat on, you know, bring your main ting, bring your side ting, do whatever.
Or both of your tings if you're just that wicked of a man.
On some Louis. Yeah, come down. It's open every day, Monday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. There's events, all different types of things going on over here. So, you know, it's a ting.
It's a ting, fam. Pause true.
And the poutine's, you know.
Poutine's lit. Friday gives it its Montreal seal of approval.
Boom, 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 stuff. That's a French and English mix right there. But before we get into anything, I want to know one thing.
What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
Oh, we need that a little bit louder. Let me.
Yeah, for sure. Get step a little it bit up.
Volume selector.
One second here. Let me get my sound effects a little. Let's try this again.
What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
There we go.
Well, today I got the Godfather OG.
The Godfather.
Yeah, so if you want to put it on camera.
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
Well.
Yes. Shout out to Big Buds. This is monstrous.
Yeah. And then I got some crystal pink here.
Ooh.
Crystal pink.
These are fancy names.
Some crystal pink and some.
What is this, a hybrid?
Nah, it's 100% indica.
Indica thing. Watch it now. So all my people out there in YouTube land, we need to get a smoke cam.
And the master.
So you could vicariously smoke weed through us while you're watching on YouTube.
We need to figure out scratch and sniff.
Something, you know what I'm saying? Some kind of virtual highness that you can get. I got some goodies over here.
Okay.
So I want to start with
I'm gonna build a salad.
Some edibles that I have here, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the good people over at Canna Chocolatiers, okay? Canna Chocolatiers... Got some wicked, wicked, wicked chocolates, right? The man's came through, hooked man's up at a catalog. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to get your different selections of chocolates and stuff like that, boom. Mad selection, fam.
Bom, bom.
All right? So
that's how you say it, bom, bom.
Les bonbons or les chocolats, all right? For all my people down there in Quebec. You know what I'm saying? And we got all types of goodies here. Like, we got some boxes of to share. We're going to be doing a giveaway, too, because, you know, it is Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? Before I do the giveaway and let the people know how to get these boxes of... Let me show you one of these things here. Let me show you one of these. Because they're fucking banging. Watch this now.
Presentation.
So I'm going to touch up one with my hand, but I'm going to eat that one. You know what I'm saying?
Pause. Dude, show the other box after.
So this one is one of those Oreo jump offs right there. Bomb. Let me throw this camera here. It's, yo, the good thing about these, you eat them, you don't taste no weed. You don't get that little weed trace in it. You know what I'm saying? It just tastes like bare chocolate. Okay? So if you want to get at them, hit them up at on Instagram at the Canna Chocolatier. So that's T-H-E-C-A-N-N-A Chocolatier. All right. Get your Googles on if you want to know how to fucking spell chocolatier, okay? Mans are not here to do all of that Googling for mans, all right? Or email them, thecannachocolatiers@gmail.com. Also, what kind of weed am I smoking? Let me eat my chocolate. So you're going to be hearing me chew on camera. Shout out to...
Only Friday.
No. Shout out to people on SoundCloud and iTunes, yo. Shout out to Mother Earth Dispensaries as well. Mother Earth Dispensaries, if you want to get your delivery on, hit them up at meds.medidispensary.ca. Get your order on. In the notes section right before you're ready to finish your order, put WLHH for We Love Hip Hop, right? And you'll be able to get a free delivery on your order, okay?
Ooh, free delivery. Did someone say something about empty pipes?
Hey.
I know that's not our line, but I use it a lot.
But we got some Pink Panther that I'm actually smoking on right now. Or no, I'm smoking on the other one that I got here. Cinderella 99.
Ooh.
So shout out to Fancy Names. Mm-hmm. Let me just give the people some. Show them what it look like. Show them what it look like.
I saw them, I feel. All
right.
So we'll save that for the Bud Cam after.
Yep. So let's get into this. Top 10 tracks of 2018 in Toronto so far. Right? So, before I forget, if you guys want this Canna Chocolatier, I want a box of these. It's February 14th as we speak right now.
Tomorrow.
Or, you know, while the people are listening, it's February 14th, right? Because we're dropping on Wednesday morning. But if you can give me the name of episode 14 of our podcast,
We Love Hip Hop,
right? You will get a box of this Canna Chocolatier. Please be in the GTA, because you know mine's not mailing these out. All right. So yeah, hit us up. Hit us on the DMs at We Love Hip Hop Toronto, or hit us up at WeLoveToronto@gmail.com.
We Love Hip Hop.
We Love Hip Hop Toronto
at Gmail.
Am I already that fucking high?
Yes, the Canna drink. Don't forget. Oh, we got the Canna drink 2.0. So that's what we're drinking in the blue cups. You know what I'm saying? Canna drink 2.0. Pink candy. It's a tincture lean. So it's not the lean. It's a marijuana version where it's made with distillate. It's a distillate. So there's no codeine or anything in this.
She's already got and me then, fucking lean.
We also got the chocolate syrup and the strawberry syrup. But that's not in our drinks. That's for when you want, you know, you can give it to your girl for Valentine's Day on her ice cream. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. You didn't get freaky. So top Toronto tracks of 2018 so far.
Let's get into this.
Drake and Block Boy, Look Alive. Look Alive, Look Alive.
That's how the song sounds?
Yo, track is fire.
Okay.
Hold It Down, Sav. I see you. You know what I'm saying? Giving me the cut tie, burning a hole in my deep hat. Shout out to Aubrey. Tory Lanez and Major Lazer. There you go.
Yeah, double Tory. He was showing his thing today.
On the Zamboni machine with the figure skaters and all that. Being super Canadian, right? So,
hey. He's got a Blue Jay hat. I'm pretty sure that he designed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to you, Tory. See, shout out to Tory Lanez.
I'm pretty sure it was Tory Lanez.
See, no shade today. Good. All love. Track's fire. All right. Black of the Dawn and Riff Raff. All right. That track is fire right there. Ooh. And shout out Riff Raff, the Pink Panther. You know what I'm saying? Casper, the Neighborhood Motherfucking Ghost. Harmonix made a hit.
Yep. Obviously, AJ's been pumping it.
Yeah.
But I was listening to it in the track. I was listening to it.
That's in the heavy rotation.
Who am I fooling? I'm not spending a week or two with her. Bob, yo.
Beep. Yes, shout out to Casper. Shout out to K Money. Shout out to RK.
Wannabe
is on the list as well. RK with Wannabe. So their whole camp is doing big moves right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, K Money. Touched over 3 million.
Yes. You know what I mean? Big shout out to touching the 3 mil
like
under.
Like I said, yo, summertime, you're going to hear it at the Blue Jay game.
At the Blue Jay game.
Yep.
Come outside.
Come outside to the Blue Jay game.
Right? Next on the list, Tutu's Wrist. Woo!
Fire! His other track is fire too. Ball. Ball. Mm. Ball.
Yo, bare fire. Yo, man. There's more than 10 people that I could put on this list.
Oh, for sure.
But just so that we can keep it moving every week, we got to put it down to 10. But Toronto is doing well, lovely right
if
now.
If you guys have any suggestions, forward the suggestions in the comments.
Well, I'm sure they got some suggestions.
You missed your gifts. Let us know if we missed somebody.
Men are wearing their hats on top of their hairline.
Well, shout I got a widow's peak. I respect my hairline. I got a widow's peak. I don't cut that shit.
What does that even mean, man?
That's some Scotian shit. You see the point right here? It's called a widow's peak. You
understand what I'm saying? No, but what does that even mean, man?
I don't know. Maybe you're repping the TI. I do not know.
Was that what mans were doing on that episode? I think it was the Honcho Hoodlum episode. They're like, mans are wearing their hats on their hairline. What a bunch of goofs.
Net bangers.
Okay. Anyhow, moving along.
Yeah.
Shorty Raw. Featuring Molly Brazy.
Shorty Raw sounds like a sushi boy name.
Oh, no, it's a girl. it's two gals, right?
Okay. Sounds kind of sushi-ish, though.
Molly Brazy and features on the track. Track is fire. I was bumping it earlier today. Pharaoh featuring Showtime.
Yo, that's a
Price.
Track.
Woo. Man, hit me up on the DMs, pause. And
No, you don't slide into our next man's DM.
No.
Don't
say that because this is the pathway to being able to get the shit off.
That's a Kevin Hart. That's a Kevin Hart right there. No. That's a Kevin Hart. You don't slide into him. You do not slide into a man's DM. No. Okay.
To the defense of the whole city. Okay. They're not sliding into a man's DM. They're sliding into a company's DM. Right, We Love Hip Hop.
For sure, that's Toronto. Yeah. You want to get on the show? That's different. Yeah, but the way the man says, "Yo, slide into the no." Man's ain't sliding into the DMs. No.
I put a pause on it. Jeez. No. It's too late. Okay.
But anyways, go on.
Young Tory Dojo, that just dropped today, okay, or yesterday for people in Tomorrowland. But it's very, very dope. Okay. Hypa, and the last but not least, Hypa featuring. Bacana Nice. All right? Broke Boy is called. And just a correction for last week. That Honcho Hoodlum and Vanali Stacks track.
It's a remix.
Yeah, it's a remix, and it's not called Broke Boy. It was called Stay Broke. No?
No.
It was Broke Boy. I called it Stay Broke. My bad. I called it Stay Broke. The track is actually called Broke Boy. And
I think it's a remix.
Hypa has a track called Broke Boy as well.
It's a big track.
Getting to that track before we move along, there's been a few. Hold on a second here. Handle this text for me, please. We got our guests that are pulling up very soon. Okay, shout out to our guest. We got Camouflage that is going to be pulling up very soon. Camouflage, aka Genghis Khan. All right, so you're going to be pulling up real soon. I got distracted for a second. I'm doing the texting and thing, you know. You're trying to find out about some backwoods, but we got backwoods on deck. Now, getting to this whole track here with the Vanali Stacks and or the Honcho Hoodlum Vanali Stacks and Casper the Neighborhood Ghost. Okay.
What's going on?
Apparently, there's been some shots back and forward. All right. It was brought to our attention, you know, shout out early morning, late nights. I don't want to buy you out like that, but. You know what I mean? Mans be listening to lyrics, you know what I'm saying? And it's good when mans are getting heavy run and niggas whips and different shit like that. And it wasn't that only. It was YouTube comments. People hit me like, so are you guys going to talk about that Casper diss to Vanali and the one back? And I'm like, okay, I have other things to do. I'm typing, doing other shit. And then published another piece of video like 2 days later. Mind you, both of these two videos have nothing to do with these two gentlemen. So you gonna address that, Casper and what, nigga? The video is about fucking, I think Drake donating money or some shit. Like, get off of me. But all right, fine, we're addressing it. So there's shots apparently being taken at each other. You know what I mean? Let's make sure that we just keep it on wax. You know what I mean? As they say. Yeah. But listen to the two tracks. That's all I need,
both
y'all.
Heavy tracks.
Both heavy tracks, okay?
Make
both
your boys. Own conclusions.
Harmonix made a hit. If y'all want to go in there and listen to the jewels, find out where
he's
those
in
shots
my
are.
Blunt. That's what he says, right? I'm an asshole. He's in my. I'm not spending. Who am I lying? 2 weeks with her? I ain't spending 2 weeks with her. Yeah, I'm an asshole. I'm a piece of shit.
So yeah, that's happening. Okay, so before our guest gets here, I want to go through a couple of things here. Do you want to talk about that thing we were talking about earlier?
What's that?
This one right here that I got on the list.
Oh, the
Mr.
Oh, yeah. Well, you
Snitcharama.
Know, well, you want to talk about? We can talk about it. It's
we'll
up to
touch
you.
On it a little quick.
We can touch on it real quick.
Okay, so you know, watch who your day ones are. That's all you got to. That's all we got to say.
Yeah, just watch. Like, okay, so I put a post up.
Mm-hmm.
Some people caught feelings to the post, and I wasn't saying anything about the person in the image. I wasn't saying that's the person who did it. I just posted the picture I seen in the article, right? I don't know who that person is. I don't know if that is the person who is the actual informant or whatever.
If it's not,
with the police, whatever. But even if it's not that guy should really look at the star for putting his picture up under that heading.
Defamation of character.
But all I'm saying is, I was just telling people to watch out who they call their day ones and mind what you say to people. That was the moral of my post.
Mm-hmm.
Not to bait up anybody or to call out anybody or to put the guy in the picture on blast. That was not my intention. My intention was, if you're going to do something, keep your mouth shut and mind who you're talking to when you're talking about what you've done. That's all I was saying.
Or so, take the Tretch model. I do my dirt up on my lonely. So, yeah.
Right?
Touched on.
That's all I got to say on that topic.
You know what I'm saying? But let's get into some other hip-hop beefs that are happening. The Diego, a.k.a. Lil Xan.
The soft beef. The soft beef, I call that.
And, a.k.a. And
oh, yeah, soft serve ice cream, yes.
And Killy Beef, okay? And Killy Beef sounds like a dish that you can get at like the ACC during the Raptors game. I want a Killy Beef sandwich, please.
The point. The point is these guys are
shout
beefing.
Out to Killy though, because
yo, the man's dissing him over like the beef's over what? A track that kind of sounds similar.
Well, okay, just to bring it back full circle from what happened originally, Killy has a track No Romance. I guess Lil Xan has a track No Heart or some shit like that, and he dropped his track second, right, Lil Xan. The end of his video looks pretty much exactly the same as the way the end of Killy's video looks with the captioning of the title of his video. And the songs sound very similar. Okay? So then Killy's fans started hitting up Killy in tagging him and in you know from Lil Xan's post, like, yo, Wagwan, do you see this? Right? We talked about last week what Killy had to say. I think it's done because, you know, like you said, soft.
Soft. Like, it's a real soft thing. Like, there's similarities. But which music videos nowadays isn't basically almost doing the same shit?
Everybody's using that movie ending caption kind of thing, right?
Well, whatever. So go on.
So now Xan, or Diego, is continuing by just keep on sending shots at him like when mans are like moving on with their lives.
Yeah.
You know, the no-fly zone was issued, and I guess he has to come down here soon. So, you know, maybe he's like, yo, I ain't afraid of you. But he's sending tweets, right? Yo, Killy, I keep on hearing my song on the TBH radio, or To Be Honest radio.
Uh-huh.
That shit's crazy. I hope one day you get to experience that feeling. And then he has the broken heart emoji.
Yeah, he's trolling the man right now.
Right? Talk to me when Killy got platinum record, laugh out loud.
Wow.
Okay. And then Killy, I guess, responded, and shout out to Keep Six Live that posted up on their Instagram. At this point, You're just beg buddy. Toronto slang. At this point, you're just beg buddy. Right? Which is a double entendre. Don't ask me how. Hey! You know what I'm saying? You're bullying a smaller artist who has 10 times more potential than you. Shots fired. Shout out to Killy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's that Toronto love, man. That's that Toronto get at you.
So, yeah. That's still Guanin. Apparently, he's moved on, but Lil Xan ain't moved on. So, who's really looking for the clout? You know what I'm saying? In the end of the day, I'm going to have a little bias. I'm going to defend the home team. You know what I'm saying? No matter how many times we take our little jokes at Killy or whatever, whatever, I'm going to defend the home team
home
when it comes to other niggas. I don't give a fuck. You wrong, we strong. Fuck it. Let's go.
It's home team, you know?
Yeah. So we're going to take a little break and get into our interview with Mr. Genghis Khan, a.k.a. Camouflage. Before we get to the break, though, I want to lead us out with a little bit of music. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nesia 21. Okay.
Who's that?
Watch this. Watch who this is.
Oh, it's a track. It's okay. 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 I thought you were just bigging up a.
We're going to a break with this. Show.
Okay.
You got some volume on this? Okay. Here we go. I'm going to have to fast forward it a bit, you know. Okay, no disrespect to y'all, I'm gonna fast forward a bit because Toronto motherfuckers love to do this. I'm running my tune
and pull it back
and then pull it back, okay?
Yo, wheel back the track, my man.
Alright, so here's the tune 21. Alright, for the ladies out there, I ain't forget y'all. I'm right here with y'all.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, mommy.
She's showing Cardi. I'm coming. She's coming.
Okay.
Yo, wheel that back. Yo, pull it back. That's why she pulled it back, because she knew she was dealing with some fire.
Shit.
Yo, she knew she was fucking.
Okay, so we'll be back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast, episode 56, by the way. And we'll be back, Mr. Camouflage, a.k.a. Genghis Khan. Nigga.
Yeah.
All right, so we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. Episode 56. So our guest is in the house. I want to say a legend at the same time as one of the most consistent artists that I fucking ever seen in the scene right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna go through the whole super long Sway in the Morning type of intro. You know what I mean? We got Genghis Khan, a.k.a. Camouflage, or Camouflage, a.k.a. Genghis fucking Khan in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I want to get right into it. All right?
Okay.
I know. Big up to my man Hud in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Heavy Hudson.
Ah. So, let me get right into it. You know what I mean? And get our phones off here. When I used to see you around back in the days, right? We were just Camouflage. When did the whole Genghis Khan come into play?
You see, the Genghis Khan thing was always, you know, like if you go back to, you know, hip-hop in the early 2000s, that's when, you know, you would see a lot of, like, I don't know if you remember, but, you know, Method Man on his Judgment Day album, he had that, he had an interlude with Chris Rock.
Okay.
And he was going, a.k.a. the Italian Stallion, yes. a.k.a. this, a.k.a. that, a.k.a. this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, you know, the one day, you know what I mean, a man from the block was like, yo, he's like, because a lot of people don't know, I came to Canada in grade 7 going to grade 8.
Okay.
So I only moved to Canada when I was 12.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Actually, well, yeah, 12, 13, you know what I'm saying? Turning 13, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's like a thing where a man was like, "Yo, you just got here, and like, you have an energy that's taking over." That's really how I got the name, and then I studied the character because he called me that.
Yeah.
A big man called me that. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I studied the character, and I just dropped that in one day, and it became like a Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what happened was the camel. Camouflage turning and becoming the name becoming Genghis Khan, aka Camouflage,
right,
was because there was already a Camouflage in Georgia that had passed away,
mm.
and his people were like literally sending like real nigga messages, like, yo, really, yo, that's, eh? Yo, that's our nigga's name. He passed away. Have some respect, blah blah blah. But I was already Camo out here for so long that
it wasn't personal.
But out of respect, we were like, all right, we'll flip it, because everyone already knew. But it's crazy that this came up, because I'm actually just gonna go by Camo real soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Genghis Khan thing, I don't even like. You know, the word Khan, when it comes to the other side of the world, when I do my music in India, everything, it's like it's got some static to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's, you know, religious. It's associated with Islam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But really, Khan means king. To, you know, that Mongolian language, Genghis Khan.
Right.
You know, King Genghis or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll always be that, but it's eventually I gotta, you know, like, my brand is becoming more commercial. I'm stepping out of what I always used to do, and I'm kind of leaning more into the Indian market.
Right.
There's money for me.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I'll always do hip-hop for Toronto, street shit. I'll always give you a street video. I'm a man, I used to put out 3 mixtapes a year. Now I'll put out 1.
Yeah.
And I'm busier now, so that's got a lot to do with that, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, to going back to what it was, what we were talking about, that's really where the name came from. And
the Genghis Khan.
The Genghis Khan was given to me, and it had to do with the fact that I had just moved and to the country and took over a little scene that quickly, you know what I mean?
And even like when you first got to the country, like, what were you listening to in your headphones?
You know what, dog? When I first got here, I was an immigrant. I was listening to everything, cause like in India, like I came from a block that was like the older man them were rockers. They like Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
You know, I'm born in '83.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm 35 this year. So
it's a blessing.
So yeah. I'm musically, what I've listened to, a lot of these young niggas don't even know. I could name you 5 Metallica songs. I could name you Iron Maiden songs. I could name you Black Sabbath songs.
Yeah.
This is shit my OGs were listening to.
Yeah.
And they were listening to rap. Rap was being born at that time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And us as like as brown man, like we could have went either way. At those times, that was something that, like, racially, you could see.
Yeah.
Indian man could have came to Canada and started chilling with some white boys, or he could have came here and met some black people, and, you know, that's where his life went in that direction.
Yeah.
For sure.
And, you know, when I first moved to Canada, I met both. You know, if you ask anyone from my elementary school, my bro and me, we were chilling with the rockers. That's who showed us love. You know what I mean?
When y'all first got here. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of the black youths and even the brown youths, to them we were just some dirty packies. So they weren't embracing us for nothing. And then by the time high school came, we took over by then. It was just unstoppable, you know what I mean? As far as who we were as individuals.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then some realer niggas took us on, showed us hip hop. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't know, but you know Daytona? That nigga raised us as far as this hip hop shit is concerned.
Okay.
We went to the same high school as him.
Right.
And in grade 9, you know what I'm saying, we used to stand around and watch these niggas beatbox and rap. And
yeah.
Hudson was the first to jump in. Hudson's a freestyle kid. Jumped in the
cypher.
He jumped, I'll never forget the first
time. I know Hudson got bars.
Hudson jumped in the cypher.
He sucked that first time he jumped in. And I remember the big man and we're like, yeah, come out of here. But it motivated me to say, yo, I'm jumping in next week. And it motivated him to go home and say, yo, they didn't like those bars. All right, I'm coming with something new next week.
Right. Some new heat.
And it led to us battling the older man every week, every day after school. And we used to crush them. Not Daytona, because we were kind of, he kind of, the year, when we were in grade 9, it was like his last year in school.
Right.
And we couldn't battle them times. They had a squad called Tyranny.
Tyranny, eh?
Yeah, shout out the Tyranny squad, which was Daytona, K Blacks, you know what I'm saying? Scarborough OG, man, them know, and Red T, you know what I mean? Shout out Red T. They were hip hop to us when we were young, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of my intelligence people think comes with my age, but really, a lot of my intelligence comes with with the hip hop I got to take in.
Right.
You know this, when we were younger, like the hip hop had messages of education in them. Like it was, it made you want to go look into things. You listen to anything to do with Wu-Tang, you know what I mean? Sons of Man album. You listen to anything that had to do with any of their affiliates. You started hearing things and hearing, you know.
Oh, that was like a heavy 5% stuff in there.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So this is where a lot of the intelligence comes from.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what a lot of the OGs have a problem with today's music. Is it's just strictly. It's kind of like the dumber you are, the cooler you are now. When it used to be, you know,
the opposite.
Yeah, intelligence was associated with being cool.
Well, like KRS-One, my philosophy and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's even like old school.
Yeah, and you know, certain things are too deep.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not an Immortal Technique fan, but I am. I respect who he is. I respect what he does. I can't do what he does. I don't know a lot of the things he knows.
Yeah, but it's heavy shit.
It's heavy shit. I don't really always want to hear that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? True. So I could see why, you know, that kind of hip hop eventually drowned out, but like it's still now it's coming back, if you don't notice, you know what I'm saying, man? Like Kendrick and these guys are bringing back
consciousness,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, he got the Black Panther soundtrack right now. That's just all conscious shit.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
So
that gave me a little spark in my heart right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, trust me. And okay, even with the East End, and like, shout out to Tona, because shit, that's a nice jewel right there that he dropped for us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people don't know that. He probably don't tell people.
Yeah, I've seen him in interviews. He's never mentioned anything.
You know,
like that.
He's probably just humble about it. He's not going to sit here and say, yo, you know, you like Gangeezy and those dudes, I put them on. Like, because he never sat us down and said, yo, you're going to rap tomorrow.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know that he's the one.
He flamed the spark.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, we would go, as we were growing, we would go downtown and see these guys performing and shit. And we realized, yo, we could do this too. You know what I mean? And we were nicer than a lot of cats in our time, fam.
Yeah.
We were nicer. That's really what it led to. Because like, we came up battling. That's why we're big King of the Dot fans. Because we came up battling.
Okay.
Mind you, we weren't battling with nerds. The King of the Dot's full of nerds.
No, you're, you know, on some hoodman shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Yeah.
Right? There, a lot of them are, you know, good kids from good neighborhoods that that never been
they're
in
technical
a situation
rappers.
Of struggle.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Right? So, you see, now that I'm at the age I am.
Shout out
Organic. For sure. Hell yeah.
For sure.
Oh, you know what? Watching nerds battle is more entertaining than watching some real niggas battling. I'll tell you that. Because that just leads to something most of the time, you know what I mean?
Shout out to Goods and Gyms.
You know what I mean? what can happen. So, you know, it's not to say that you know, we did a better battle, we came up in a better sense of battling because it was realer nigga. But, you know, we came up in the time where, like, yo, we went to house parties. If your crew wanted to battle someone from my crew, really and truly, you couldn't say certain things that a kid could say today, and everyone's like, yo, it's just a battle.
Yeah.
No. There was boundaries and lines
there
you wouldn't cross. Because you know, if you cross certain lines, you're going to have to defend that.
Oh, yeah.
Simple. Upwood Ciphers. I used to go to Upwood Ciphers back in the day. Same idea, right? You know what I'm saying? Where man would go there, they're parring.
That it evolved to what it is.
Exactly. They're parring, they're jamming, and a man would be like, yo, what? You want to battle right now, or man are just freestyling and it just turned into a battle?
Yeah, it turns into a battle
because a man says 1-2 bars. Like, oh, really? Okay,
and then
on the spot, off the top of the dome, battles.
Yeah, these niggas don't do that
nowadays.
Shit no
more. It's you're battling me. Okay, I'll see you in 6 months.
Well, you see, I mean, back then it was also people were a lot more mature.
Yeah,
because if it did get sticky, the two youths battling might call for a one-on-one. Or even if it popped off in a scrap, like a whole big brawl.
Yeah.
Like, you know, no weapons would come out. Because we knew, like, that was for bigger situations.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, nowadays, and it's always been, but now it's more, where, you know, a man now will, a youngin' will kill a youngin' over, what are you looking at? Where you from? Type of shit.
Or some comments, you know, on the fucking gram or some bullshit.
I mean, you know, someone can push you online.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Someone can push you online, you know, to a point where, yo, you want to see them and kill them.
Mm.
So I'm not going to say that, you know, I can't draw the line on what's called for when it comes to I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, we used to let more things go. Because, you know, a step on one man's shoe might be a bigger thing to another man.
True.
To me, it might mean nothing.
Yeah.
Right? So where do you draw the line? But there used to be a more common ground of understanding.
No, facts.
Because I've been in situations when I was a youngin' where like, you know, like Machine comes out at a party and still the situation gets talked over.
Mm.
Because there was certain big man saying, nah, you can't do that here.
Yeah, it doesn't just pop off right away.
Right, nowadays, a lot of youngins don't have that love for their big man on their block. You see, when I was a youngin', we were on the block one day making noise, cracking bottles.
Mm.
You feel me? And certain big man came back to the block. And they're like, well, what the fuck you guys doing over here? They had pitties and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they were like, yo, what are you guys doing? We walk our dogs out here. You guys are out here making all this noise, hotting up the block, blah, blah. We're all like, yo, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, yo, so-and-so, yo. Now, like, you see, when they cut now, when the next man comes and he's ready to get rowdy, we're like, yo, chill, dog. So-and-so was out here earlier.
Yeah.
He was pissed.
Right.
We're out here making noise.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. Well, you see, nowadays, it's like, if a big man came, there's little niggas that, as soon as that man's gone, they're going to be like, yo, I'll shoot that guy, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like, yo, a big man came and said, chill.
Yeah.
Different. Not to say that all youngins move like that, but it's I feel it.
It's a different time.
I feel it. You know, it's a different time. You know, when I was, till today, we show respect. There's certain older mans that diss sometimes when we go out.
Mm.
I remember that they're like 5 years older than us. So it's like, yo, we're going to allow this guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we feel it. Well, sometimes we get into it with younger man. The younger man, them are like more moral.
Right.
Then they are respectful. So that's why it gets settled. Because they're moral. They're not that respect isn't there where it's like, oh shit. Yo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of them do. A lot of youngins show me mad love. I'm fortunate to be a rapper in Toronto that gets a lot of real love.
Yeah, and the thing
I feel I've kept it and I try to keep it 100 from day one, you know what I mean?
And okay, let me get into something with the ends. Okay. With the East End, right? What do you find unique about man's the way they roll in the East End compared to like downtown or West End? Because everybody has a different way of rolling. A couple of different slangs.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Let me tell you something, fam. Like, we're Eglinton, man.
Mm.
And we're Lawrence, man, when it comes to Scarborough.
Mm.
Right? I'm too grown to name one block. Because I got bridges on every block.
Yeah.
When it comes to my side, I'll rep my side.
For sure. Because
that's where my stomping grounds.
Yeah.
But if I was to tell you certain addresses and spots I've really repped, because people will tell you I'm from here, then people will tell you I'm from here.
Yeah.
Now, if I was to say I'm from here, these guys will catch feelings. Or if I was to say I'm from here, there's guys from here that'll be like, he's not really from here, he's from over here.
Yeah.
So I don't do that. I just rep the east side of the borough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And truthfully, I rep Toronto. I'm graduating where I'm not even going to rep the borough anymore because just the other day, for example, I was in Pelham.
Mm.
And, like, I forgot where I was. Like, I forgot, oh, shit, I got to drive all the way back to the east.
Mm.
I'm drinking with the man. I'm thinking, like, yo, I'm going to stumble home.
Right.
I'm like, nah, dog, I need some water from now on because I gotta go all the way back to the east side.
Yeah.
So I have love. I've always had love. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere else. We've always shown love everywhere else. So, yes, there's a difference between the people, but there's certain men that can travel all over the place.
Right.
Know? From when I was a youngin', I always went to every block because I don't want it with you in your block. I don't think you want it with me and my gang.
Yeah.
Because my squad is not coming from a block. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we're not dissing. So, it's never been a situation where it's like your block should diss me.
Right. Yeah.
And there's been situations where I felt unwelcome on certain places when I've cut through. But ultimately, I don't need to go there then.
Yeah.
That's like what? I'm going to, like, I, you know what I'm saying?
What's the sense?
That's like if you go on vacation to Cuba and you have a terrible time there, they diss you there, you just don't go back there again.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a difference between the ends, for sure. But I think it's what makes Toronto so cultural, bro.
Yeah.
Such a cultural man. Just that, you see now, like, for example, I'm a Scarborough nigga, you know what I'm saying? I might go now West End, like, you know, let's just say Weston and Finch.
Right.
Jane and Finch. Wherever, anywhere along the Finch line. I might not be there with those people from that block. I might be there with my African friends.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I might be there with my Vietnamese friends. My Guyanese friends.
Yeah.
That's who I went to chill with. They don't rep that block.
Right.
They live there, and one, two of them rep it.
Yeah.
But they've come together because they're having an occasion to do with their ethnicity.
Yeah.
So that's how I get down too. I fuck with squads based on different things than their neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sure. I have friends on blocks with man that I know are hate on me probably the most.
Mm.
But right next to him is a man that has so much love for me because he's on the same mental level of like, yo, block.
Exactly.
This block. None of us own this block.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So who's really gonna like punk a next man and try to put down a next man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, what they love is what they've built there, their community there, their family there. And that's fair for man to love and wanna rep, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm a man, I might come to your ends to see two Jamaican grannies I met on
during at the Caravana. Bakery in
Scarborough.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
And they said, you know what? Next time you're passing this way, I have a store. Pass by. Yeah. I might be that guy that passed by.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be, oh, I'm going there to go deal with some hood shit. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on. Come on.
Okay. Let's get into like some of this new age shit that's been going on, okay? Like, I love to see like all the things that go on through like your IG and stuff, right?
Yeah.
How did you transition with that time, man? Because a lot of cats, like, you, in the beginning, you say you're 35 now, right?
I'm 35 in June.
In June.
Ah, Gemini. Okay.
Now that's not old, but a lot of cats in that age group, they're like, man, I can't. They're not really online like that. They don't know how to interact with the audience. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to keep the audience engaged. So like now they don't know how to stay relevant.
A lot of that has to do with. I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I get at my own people for not being so involved like as they used to be.
Yeah.
But a lot of my own people, you know what I'm saying, just have so much family stuff going on.
Yeah, they're just
like my right hand right here, my nigga Heavy Huddy. Anyone who knows me knows Hudson.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone who knows me knows Heavy Hudson. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
But so when they see me now, a lot of times they go, yo, where Hudson? And I'll be like, yo, true, he's on the ends. Hudson's a man that's on the ends. It has a lot to do with the fact that he's father of the century.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Straight.
Hudson's a man to raise kids that might not be his. Like, he could meet, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's the type of man that would have raised 10 kids that weren't his if he met someone that he wanted to have a kid with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he's a baby maker, same way, you know? And Hudson just had a baby. Yo, let's make some noise for Hudson just having a baby.
Hey.
Big up yourself. That
new niece in the building.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
You know, that's what it goes to. It's like, yeah, you know, like, how do you stay relevant in a world full of youngins and you're getting older?
Mm.
But I just see myself as like a reggae artist, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'll just keep staying fly the way I know how, you know, but sometimes life does kick in.
Mm.
Like, even right now, I wanted to get fresh, come with the jewels and come with certain whatever, but I had to come, you know, based on shit had to get done. I couldn't go do these things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But back in the day, I would have made sure I wouldn't have even came because I didn't have as much going on. When you're, as you grow, you have more going on. And a big reason with why I could kind of keep up a little more than people my age, I would say, is a lot has to do with I have no kids.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm the same way, actually. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have no kids, so same thing goes, you know, when, you know, I say that, you know, if I fight a man that I kind of know or whatever, you know, I'd be like, yo, I have no kids, eh? You have kids, dog. You go home and take care of kids. You don't want no beef with me.
Mm.
I have no kids. I can wake up.
Yep.
whenever I want. You gotta wake up in a couple hours and
take your kids to school.
Yeah.
know what I mean?
It's true. You don't want that type of beat. So it's true.
So it's the same thing goes with like the music game. It's like, I'm able to do things that people don't even know I'm doing. Like between all of us and TV land and YouTube land and thing, I'm not really into making the music in English anymore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My little cuz back home, you know, I went back 10 years ago. He was doing his rap thing in English. You know what I mean? We built till eventually I was like, yo, dog, you run the streets out here. You speaking Hindi. Why don't you make a song in Hindi?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he's like, yeah, he did it. He blew up now. He took Toronto Gems. You know what I'm saying? He'll say this. Like, he learned so much from Toronto as a man in India. You know what I'm saying? And this is what we Toronto rappers did. We built artists all over the place. We put Jewels in all these people where their talent was able to mix with that and become...
flourish and grow something nice.
It just added to his enlightenment.
Yeah.
You see, he was already studying UK rap. He was studying American rap. Now Toronto rap. Then it became like, now India got a rap scene where he did some amazing numbers.
That's what I want to ask too.
Okay, so it comes down to the numbers, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, I rap English on a couple, you know, Punjabi songs, and they got numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The Punjabi mandem pay me bandos to come perform, cause they support their movement. They know it costs bandos to bring you down.
Yeah.
Whereas in the English scene, they're like, yo, they want man to come perform for free or a bottle or something like that.
Facts.
And then when I come to the club when it's in English, the English thing, the rap scene.
Yeah.
I gotta get ID'd and shit in the front. Searched.
Yep.
Punjabi shit is different.
Mm.
I'm really going in through the back, red carpeted. Man, I'm calling me sir.
Really? Hello, sir. Wow.
I'm asking, what's the rap scene is like? What is
so
it
now,
like there?
So now what's happened? Punjabi is different from Hindi.
Mm.
Okay, the whole of India speaks Hindi. And Punjab is a state in India, all right? They're similar, but they're different languages.
Right, okay, right.
Punjabi's like a dialect of Hindi. You feel me?
Okay.
So my cousin, his name is Divine. Check him out. Hardest Indian rapper you ever seen in your life. Real Slumdog. You feel me? Like we're talking about from the bottom up. Like you know, single mom Duke's story. That like you know. A lot of Indian youths, even if they're ghetto, like that right there hurts them, you know.
Yeah.
You tell the Indian youth, like, yo, I don't have a, like, my pops wasn't around when I was younger.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it, they'll feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could be the poorest Indian youth, but your family structure is still going to be always something that, you know, Indian people pride on. They pride on that. That's kind of something they leave to the... To make sure that the family is
the foundation is
the foundation, and that's why they diss so hard when you kind of diss the program. You know, they'll like if they feel you did something that they're not cool with, like marry someone you don't like, whatever. They'll disown you. Some of them, it comes from the love. It's wrong, but it comes from the love. And you know, I'm a Catholic born Indian, so like. My family don't watch none of like stuff. They're not so detailed with things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they're cool with us doing whatever we gotta do, but the Indian scene is just grown bigger than Toronto scene, I'll tell you that much.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Wow. What the fuck, there's billions of people over there too, just the numbers alone.
Yeah, so you sell you get 1% of a city's money. You know, you got a city.
Mm.
Even 1%, if you get their money, millions.
Wow.
For sure.
See that?
For sure.
That's crazy.
You, okay. You performed at Dundas Square, one of the fest, right?
For the Indian fest.
It was Ram.
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 Ram. And I feel like a lot of those youths really, back then I was buzzing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I had the Raekwon thing popping those times.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Let me ask you something about that.
Mm.
The Raekwon thing. He signed JD Era at them times.
Yeah.
And I seen him rolling with Era. He was supposed to sign you, but he never signed you. Why didn't you never sign with him?
Yo, by the time he gave me the contract, I wasn't feeling I wasn't feeling the contract.
Mm.
Like, I'm actually glad that Ray gave me that contract when he did, because first, out of excitement, I probably would have signed it.
Right. You
remember that? Huddy was like, sign it, fam. We've been doing this so long. Like, you know, we'll get something out of it.
Yeah,
otherwise,
yeah,
we're going to be doing the same shit. And I agreed with him. I'm like, yeah, but fuck, I read it. And I'm like, yo, he wasn't giving nothing. I was doing good already. And then, like, now look at me. Now I have a record label with my brother Deep Jandu, the hardest Punjabi youth in the game.
Okay.
Right? Let's not get silly and think I'm talking about the hardest Punjabi youth in the world. No, we're talking about in the game.
Yeah.
Music you can't touch. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And if you approach when they got some funny shit, I'll slap you. You know?
Facto.
But what I'm saying is what the hell was I saying?
With the Raekwon thing.
The Raekwon thing. Yeah, so now look at me. Now I got this thing with my brother, it's bringing in numbers.
Mm.
You know, yeah. We shoot videos for these other youths and whatever. You know, and plain and simple, if I had did the thing with Raekwon, I would have been where, I don't know, I would have came of it, because I would have stayed working hard.
Yeah.
I don't know what JD Era did. Mm. I don't think his relationship with Raekwon in any way should have hurt him.
Yeah.
He just wasn't built for the job. You know what I'm saying? No offense, JD Era. You know what I mean? But,
shout out to you, JD Era.
Yeah, shout out to you, JD Era. But realistically, what Raekwon at that time, and Raekwon's my older brother.
Yeah.
So when I say this, I'm not calling him a fool, but he was a fool at that time for not doing what he could have did with me. Because the city was ready to support me those times.
Yeah.
And everybody was happy for the cause. I was bringing in numbers. And the man just put me on the back burner. He went and did a show in the States, took JD Era with him, and nothing came with that of JD Era. He did 63 shows with him in America.
Yeah.
If you took me for 63 shows, oh, you best believe I would have connected those dots.
Mm-hmm.
You best believe, because I already got lots going on over there without what he did for me.
Yeah.
And. It was just bad business. I remember one time this girl and me were talking, and the girl said, it's just very silly for him not to capitalize on what's going on with you right now. Because I was bigger than JD Era.
I remember them
followers. I had more downloads. I had more views. So, you know, I don't know what his reasons were. We've seen Ray since after that, and it's mad love. He's a big brother to me. Like with us and them, it's always a bridging thing for life.
Yeah.
And I think a lot to do with that choice that Ray did was certain people here. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get into too much naming names and everything.
Yeah.
But there were people here that had to make certain choices, and clearly in the end, the right choices were not made when it came to that Ice Age 2O label out here. I would have took that flag and stuck it in the ground. You know what I'm saying?
You guys
know that.
Yeah.
And that's what it was, right? Like he if he had offered something, we would have went a little further with it. But he offered nothing. And then on top of that, he did certain things. Like he went on the Breakfast Club. They mentioned me.
I remember that.
And Era was there in the back. Yeah. And he brushed it off.
Yeah.
He brushed it off.
Expanded
it was, you know what I'm saying? So it was like a thing where you know, when you ask, if someone was to ask me about that, it's kind of like, if you just watch certain things, even like, you might even already know the answers to all this.
Yeah.
There's certain people that'll watch this and shake their head and be like, yeah, I remember that, Cams. You know what I'm saying? And certain people out here, legends out here, you know what I'm saying? Legends out here. My homegirl, Mishimi.
Shout out Mishimi, yo.
Shout out Mishi.
You know what I'm saying?
Jamaican funk,
that time told me, she was like, yo, you know what? She's like, you, a man like you, she's like, I'm so happy you didn't take that. You know what I'm saying? Because she knew I had my endeavors in India. And what's crazy is at that time, in the middle of all that, I went for my first tour in India. You remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that, but Ray promoted it. I got a shout out from him saying, yo, you know, my young boy coming out there, take care of him, blah, blah. He gave me a good shout out.
Yeah.
And long story short, like, it's like he still didn't see that, yo, I could rope India right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the potential.
I'm born and raised speaking English.
Right.
So there's that many people who speak English. Like, there's that many Wu-Tang fans out there. There's that many, you know what I'm saying?
And Wu-Tang's universal, you know what I'm saying?
But you know, I feel a lot of Ray's decision had to do with maybe the people around him. Mm. He had just kind of come here and he was being shown about the system and everything.
Right. Yeah.
And it also has a lot to do with probably they already drew out a plan. JD Era was on the top of that plan.
Right.
Well, so I'm not a stupid person. I see that's actually what it was.
Yeah.
That would be my number one guess as to why things didn't progress with us, was because they had a plan drawn out and JD Era was on the top of that plan.
Yeah.
And I was next. If it worked with him, I was next.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
but my potential at that time was
bigger.
Was bigger.
I want to
make a soca song them time there.
I want to be honest with you.
Okay.
I feel that
big a banger. She wanted to walk there.
It's a better decision.
She wanted to walk there.
Sign.
No, she wanted to walk.
Oh, she wanted to walk. Yeah. Okay.
I remember that tune too, but I feel it's a better
Friday
decision that didn't sign.
The internet, so.
I feel it was a better decision that you didn't sign at the time when it didn't happen. I was like, that's a
yes,
good thing.
Yes, yes.
That's what I thought in my mind.
Because
I was like, that's a good thing.
Because you understand that, you know, this has been going on with Canadian artists for years.
And it's no diss to Ray. I just felt like there was not enough that Ray could do at this point in his career to catapult other artists that they couldn't do for themselves. Especially where you were at already.
No,
like
Ray
could have
did it.
You feel so?
He could have did it. He could have did it. It would have cost him nothing to, like, you know, make me look good and put me in a certain situations.
Mm.
Just focus certain lights on you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a man, like, in New York, like, I have my squad out there.
Yeah.
So, boom, right there is one taken care of. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, Jersey, I have 1-2 Bredgen. I have 1-2 Bredgen in Philly, Chicago. Like, I have certain dots. Just, they were waiting to be connected, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For a long time now, before the internet got a lot of things popping.
Yeah.
Just from whatever, you know, man, coming in for Carabana.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts. I'm going to play the name game. Smelly Magma.
Smelly Manga.
Smelly
Who the
Manga.
Fuck is that, man?
Smelly Manga.
All right, just so you know, I could crack jokes all day right now, but yeah. I just tell you because I know a lot of people that follow Camel wanted to know what this was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
So, you know, I told you I got this Punjabi label thing going on with my boy,
mm-hmm,
right? Yeah. So it's so real that you could be a nobody, you come to us, you say, yo, I want to do a gangster song. We write you the song, we make you look like a gangster in the video, we put out the song.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And it's like, because the songs have been written by us, they're hits. I told you my boy Deep John Lewis is a hit maker.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's one of those characters. And then he tried to diss. Like, we went for a show in Calgary and the man is Snapchatting me and dissing me in Punjabi. I don't speak Punjabi. If I'm not paying attention, I understand a lot of it. But if I'm not paying attention, I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the man's dissing me in his language. And, like, he's far from me where, like, even if he was saying it in English, he wasn't close enough where I would have heard. So it was just disrespect.
Okay.
And then, you know, and then he dissed business-wise, too. I don't want to get into that.
Okay.
But he cut man's checks certain places. Not my check. Or I would have went harder.
Yeah.
But he dissed the program. Where maybe in the long term it does cut my check, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So he just had to get put in his place. And it was like a thing where, like, he left it up. And he got so big in his field where I had to address it. Because now you got all these thousands of people thinking I'm someone to laugh at.
Yeah.
When I dressed this guy for all his videos. You know what I mean? And he knew how to run with it.
Mm-hmm.
He blew up in his thing and he was doing something.
Yeah.
That's who he is. He's depressed now. I fucked him up. We fucked him up. We clowned on him for like two months.
That's what I was saying. I was like, who is this guy?
And he couldn't say nothing about it. I had a phone call with me and him where he's telling us he's a bitch. Because I was like, yo, dog, I'll slap you. He's like, I know how you are. I know. I'm like, yo, you know. I was just like, yo, you know, when I see you. I knew I would never see him again.
Mm.
He left the country.
Oh.
I seen him on a stage in India somewhere. Show don't look lit. Don't look lit. Looks like, you know, like they're like just waiting for him to do his, like he's just doing his thing or whatever. He's in flip flops. He's looking fat. He got fat. You know what I'm saying? He's one of them. He's one of them guys that was fat. And then when he did, he did the music thing with us. Mm. He had lost his weight, and I think now the depression's getting him fat again.
Yeah, yeah. He was sitting around, cheeseburgering up. Not even cheeseburger. I can't even eat cheeseburgers out of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Goat burgers in that motherfucker.
I mean, back home people still eat beef. Like, it's underground though. Yeah, it's underground.
Get the fuck out of here. Underground beef.
Hey.
Listen, if I took you to Bombay, you would love it.
Mm.
You would love it. I love it. I love home. I love back home. You know what I mean? Like, it's. I shouldn't. You know what? It's like I have two homes.
Mm.
To me, this is home. Cause when I'm in India for too long, I really miss here.
Mm.
And the moment I get there, I miss people from over here.
The connections. You know
what I mean? It's just certain moments you're having. You're, like, you're wishing certain people were with you.
Exactly. Get back to this underground beef, because I know that cow. You're like, cow is a sacred thing in India, yeah. Right?
But there's so much Muslims and Christians that, and there's cows walking around. And the cows do work for people.
Right.
So ultimately, it's like, you know, don't ask me how it's done, but like, dog, there's people over here.
Yeah, of course. There's
everywhere smuggling something and doing something with themselves.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
For sure.
We live in a time now where fuck, there's a lot worse going on than smuggle beef.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the mindset of everybody. You know, that's people are just deciding what bathroom they want to use, sex they want to be.
I'm just imagining, you know, like, saying? A motherfucker, yes, opening, like, the crate and be like, yo, I got that fucking lean fucking this, grade A in this, that's motherfucker.
They come right with the cooler.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, it's dying out because it's not in demand. They're good with the goat.
No, goat is good as a motherfucker. Yeah. What are you talking about?
They make those mutton burgers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what you call the goat when it's... but you know, when you're not trying to call it goat.
Mutton. That's what my older sister calls it.
Listen, yeah, like,
what else you got popping with besides music? I heard that you might... Movies and things like that?
Movies and things? Oh, for sure, movies and things. You know, on my everyday life, I work with whips.
Mm.
Yep. Like
Classic Cadillacs
yeah. Even everyday issues. You ever dent your whip, give me a call.
Okay.
I got a body shop.
Okay.
That's what I do.
And I see you got the pitties and stuff too.
Got the pitties and stuff. But headaches, man. Headaches. No more. Need a big piece of property for that. You know what I'm saying? We're in the buildings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So The puppies is...
It's cool.
But we all, you know, when the time and space is there, I'll go back to that hard.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'll go back to that hard. I got mad love for those dogs right there. Like, all the bull breeds, that's a passion. If you ask me what was my hobbies and passions, whatever, I would tell you, yo, all working dogs, especially the bull. The terriers and the bull breeds.
Okay. And, like, creatively, like, I know because, every once in a while I drop I'm a rapper every here and there, you know what I'm saying? But besides that, now I'm fucking doing podcasting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, podcasting.
And blogging and all these different things, you know what I mean? Besides rapping in different languages, what other creative ventures you what other things does Camel do creatively?
You know what? What I will be doing... is I will be traveling, and I don't care, you know, whether it's been done or whether it's whatever, but I'm gonna do a real food one. A real go places and eat food.
Yeah, because you eat with your hands.
I eat with my hands. Not everywhere, not every time.
Yeah.
But when I feel like it.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like rice and curry and that stuff, like, it to me, it tastes better with the, you know, same with French fries.
Filipinos have that same tradition, you know what I'm saying? I even was seeing in your gram one time you were breaking down, like, because this nigga's Instagram is mad fucking interesting, like, eh? You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Yeah, no, his Instagram is very interesting.
Was breaking down the facts on Filipino people and shit, and I was like, holy today shit, I just learned some shit, yo.
Today was Viola Desmond.
Yeah.
I seen that.
That's crazy that people don't know who she is.
Yeah.
It was when someone told me who she was, I was very upset with myself for not knowing who she was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And but I'm a man to know a lot of things when it comes to that factor.
Mm.
Like, you know, I'm a man fascinated by certain, you know, people when I see them.
Yeah.
Like if I meet a real black Canadian, to me, is a fascinating thing.
Yeah.
Because most black people I meet,
we come from somewhere else.
Are from somewhere else. Are either from Africa or the islands.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I knew a long time ago. I used to tell people from a long time ago that that's what Scotians were.
Because,
you know, one time, like, this Guyanese girl was like, oh, you know about Scotians? Like they're like, you know, they're like, I'm like, yeah. And I told her exactly what I thought of them. Which is all standard for really a lot of Toronto people who know Scotians, that you know what their history is. But when I told her, you know, they're the descendants of the Underground Railroad, like, this was information, she was shocked. She didn't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's real. It's stuff that went on, and we actually read about it in our books.
Press letters.
But slips our mind.
Yeah.
And they don't say that. What do they say in the books when we learn about the Underground Railroad? They say it ended in Canada.
Yeah, they don't tell you where it ended. It
doesn't really break it down and say, yo, all them youths over there are from
that. They went to Nova Scotia. You know,
Africville is where they ended up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Africville. I see that documentary on how
they broke down Africville. They tore it down.
Because it was on the lake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a garbage dump.
There's like one family of Carver. He's still there fighting for the land and stuff like that. But yeah, it's very serious. It's very serious.
I'm fascinated by shit like that. I'm fascinated, like, if I meet someone from somewhere you don't always see.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Someone says something like they're from Polynesia or something. Because, you know, that's really what makes Toronto, that's what makes every individual in Toronto as smart. I think Toronto people are smart, dog. Because I've gone places and really conversated with people and seen what they know. And,
You can learn a lot from a lot of people in Toronto if you just take your time to learn and listen.
It's mad different cultures.
And integrate with people.
I always said this. If you're born in Canada, right? Right? And you're Jamaican. Okay?
Yeah.
A lot of... Most people in Canada, people go, yo, what are you? Like, where are you from? Whatever. Like, you'll know right away and you'll say Jamaican. Like, Americans just say American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They forget about Jamaica.
Yeah.
Like, when they go there.
They're not even from there. Their parents came from Africa to Alabama, and then generations and generations and generations just grew up in Alabama, so they don't even know what tribe or what part of Africa they came from, because that part of their history is lost.
I'm talking more about, like, man that are from Jamaica, though, 2-3 generations, and now they have American flag outside their house.
Them one.
Over here, you could be 10th generation Jamaican.
Yeah.
And you're gonna have that Jamaica flag hard.
Man, ask you Jamaican
when it comes to any sort of
it's true. It's
Jamaican
so true.
Situation.
It's true.
And
I can vouch for that.
Yeah,
I can vouch. I'm Jamaican, straight up. I can vouch for that, and Scotian. So I can
But what I'm trying
sides.
To say is, see, you're born in Canada.
I am.
So you're gonna be as influenced as you're gonna get at home. But sometimes your best friend might be Filipino, and you're gonna get everything from his home too.
Yeah.
So really, you as a Canadian, you should be allowed to say, like, yo, I have some Filipino in me too. Like, you know what I mean? Part Filipino too.
Yeah. So
you grew with that.
No, it's true.
As much as your brethren did. And he's as much Jamaican as
Cause from
you
your
would
culture.
Be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Indian,
it's
whatever.
It's a melting pot over here. Okay.
Cultures.
Last question I want to ask you before we get into what we have a segment, what we call Smoke and Mirrors, okay?
Okay.
And this is where we just bring up, like, different industry shit. Now that we got, like, all these different things, like, you got, like, all these different casts on the scene, right?
Okay.
And then their YouTube views and different things like that, they'd be, like, arguing with ops and all that. Like, do you deal with the same type of, because as an older man, do you deal with the same type of situations, or you see those same kind of comments as them kind of?
I'm a veteran of seeing those situations. I remember I made the internet gangster a long time ago. You don't know me, I don't know you. You don't know anybody out of my crew. Don't say my name. Keep it out your mouth, but keep typing words, because that's what you about. You an internet gangster. You a .com gangster. We talked to these guys a long time ago, and we tried to explain to them that, yo, you guys are some fucking fags. Because that's what it is. You're obsessed with the mandem where it's like you've taken the time to really do what you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Like, it scares me sometimes, you know what I'm saying, when I see the level of loserness when it comes to commenting online. You know? So, yeah, we're veterans. If you would have asked me, do I see that? Yeah.
But these young bucks, these guys get into fights about this shit.
Yeah, now when it comes into the politics right there is something I've always stayed out of.
Mm.
Me and my people got our own problems. Last thing we need is some politics involving us that doesn't affect us, like, because that's not how our community is going to grow.
Yeah.
Straight.
Our community is not going to grow off of your politics, and your politics not making sense. Our politics makes sense to us. You keep us out of it. If it's a clash, it'll be a clash, and there's no extra talking about none of that.
Yeah.
It's love. We're grown men. We trying to, you know, our youths them are in school. Like, I have no youths. Like I said, you know, Hudson's youths. One more time, it's Hudson. No, go ahead.
One more time.
You know what I mean? Love them, you know? Hudson's
the daddy of the year.
My broski too. Oh, you know what I mean? Next dad of the year. Make some noise for my broski.
Man got us like drink champs right now.
You know what I mean?
Yo, and speaking of drink champs, shout out to fucking DJ EFN. Okay. Quick sidetrack, okay?
I seen it.
Because the man was calling a few people alumni in their last episode, all right? And I know they're going to see the shit, so.
Okay.
There's no shade on a nigga, okay? No shade on you, fam. Okay. All right? He balled out the word alumni like 3 times, and then I sent off a tweet, and I'm like, mans are calling their former guest alumni now, eh? Okay. All right?
Yeah.
And I tweeted him, right? And man hit me back. Yo, well, we've been calling him that. And turned into a back and forth, like 3-4 tweets. But
this is how
friendly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So shout out to them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Shout out to them.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. Big. Make some noise for Drink Champs. Hey! All right.
That's what we're doing.
I'm fucking with y'all. Big shout out to you, Nori.
Yeah. No, ultimately, fam, like, you know, you're a man I already know. Like, we could always say as much as we'll grow as who we are, we'll always be fans.
Yeah.
Still. So, you know.
For sure.
Our opinions is always crucial.
Oh, for sure.
It's just part of the thing that makes the earth go around the sun.
Oh, for sure. So, okay, we're going to get into our smoke and mirrors. Before we do that, I'm going to take a quick break.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Because I'm going to fuck
whatever, do you guys say, man.
And then we're going to get into our smoke and mirror segment, all right? So we'll be right motherfucking back.
Yeah.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah. Skinny ass. I don't know how. Snoop, too. He rolls some
skinny, but
long ass skinny blunts.
Yeah.
They're rolling the same fucking blunts we are, dog. How the fuck did he make these blunts all of a sudden so long, dog?
I don't know.
It don't make no sense.
That's how they've been doing it.
I'm watching Snoop with these fucking pinners, but the blunt pinners.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready to rock?
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, so we are back.
Episode
I want to get
56.
56.
Season 2.
So let's get into the smoke and mirrors. Fucking Troy Ave. And I feel like it's deja vu because I said this verbatim last week. Troy fucking Ave. All right? Now, this guy, he had his song that we were talking about last week there, that Too Legit to Quit, the cartoon video, him on the middle finger to the stands.
Yep.
It's only me and the fans. So apparently he's ready to take the stand on Tackstone. And then I wake up this morning and I see this nigga on the Breakfast Club. And I'm like, after all this shit, you're willing to get on the radio and talk to niggas? Like, so there he is, sitting with Charlamagne. Wasn't there. Charlamagne was, and he was there today, but he wasn't there for the interview.
Okay.
Right. They asked him about this shit. Obviously, like, are you gonna? Do you feel it snitching if you go and testify on Tackstone? the man, they be dance around the shit. Try to give a couple of, you know, what would you do, and if you were in this type of situation type of things, and then, oh, the case is going on, so I can't really talk about too much.
In the scenario type.
So, and he also tried to, he turned like into a woke version of Troy Ave than the ignorant version that kept on popping up on the radio stations. And you know, when he dissed Capital Steez, Joey Badass's brethren.
Capital Steez had
the guy who committed suicide, and he was like, ah, niggas who commit suicide are fucking, he started, you know, going off. You don't fuck with Troy Ave?
You know, there's a lot of shit I wouldn't know.
Wow.
But, I did see that interview.
You saw that interview?
Like, it's weird that you brought up Troy Ave out of people you can bring up, because I don't know shit that's going on.
Mm.
My bad. Alright, you got me?
Yeah,
I'm a man, I don't really know nothing that's going on. Like I'll hear a song 6 months late sometimes.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But I did take in Troy Ave's interview. And I do know what you mean. He does sound woke. But I don't know much about him. I couldn't tell you name of one Troy Ave song, be honest.
A lot of people have that same issue.
Yeah.
It's not even a you thing. A lot of people don't know his song.
He is, and I know he shoots. Like, that's what I know about him.
Yeah.
But I don't really, like, and you know, like, it's crazy because something like this now will make me go look up some songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, but that's the thing. That's why he was on The Breakfast Club, I guess, in the end of the day, because he still needs to push his music, right? People try to diss him because he sold 5,000 copies when he dropped his album last year or some shit, right? Before, or 2 years ago, before the whole Tax Stone shit happened, right? Mm. The whole thing is that what's popping up with Troy Ave, the reason he's getting a lot of heat is because he's ready to testify on the whole, on Tax Stone, and take the stand on Tax Stone.
Mm.
Right? They're trying to get that answer from him in the Breakfast Club interview, but the man said it in the tune that he, you know what I mean? Middle finger from the stand.
I think he said something about, like, he gave an example, right? He said something like that. He gave an example, right? And he's like, yo, if this happens, would you do... Are you a snitch for saying that, yo, blah, blah, blah. He gave an example basically saying, like, if mans came and they try to kill you...
If they try to kill Charlamagne, what would you do, Envy? And Envy's like, yo, I'd call the police, but I'm not in the streets. You know what I mean? Envy would just like, boom, hold that back.
Yo, but you see, the thing is, fam, it's crazy because I actually saw this interview, but I don't really watch no interviews.
Well, it's got to a million in like a few hours.
I don't really watch no interviews. It was just a thing where, you know, you're watching YouTube videos and one thing leads to another.
Yeah.
You know, and I was watching 50.
50.
Clowning on Puffy. You know, and yo, I rate 50. I rate 50 because, you know, they're asking him questions where it's like, yo, he's looking at them like dog, like, you really want the truth, or like, what are you really asking me this for if you don't want the truth? Like, right. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Because he's saying that's kind of gay, that how Puffy was acting.
He's been getting at him for that.
Okay.
He's been using that as his new troll point.
So they try to all question 50 now, like, yo, you have a problem with that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And 50 was like, he's like, no, I'm just saying, you know, he's talking to me like, how, you know? Like, that's how you talk to a girl.
Because did he ask them, yo, Fifth, let me take you shopping?
Yeah, yeah. So he's like, yo. He's like, dog. He's like, yo.
Yeah.
He's like, that's how you talk to a girl, and it's real. Like, see, 50 is basically letting you know that, yo, you know what I'm saying? He's not down with that lifestyle, that funny lifestyle.
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean? Not having it.
No, 50 is a character, dog. 50 is one of them niggas who knows how to stay consistent online too, man.
For sure.
Next thing that I got here, and I don't know, this is gonna be just a little quick one. Tyga, and this is just allegedly, all right, from some tabloids, all right.
Okay.
But I'm gonna put it out there now, and we're gonna see if later on if the story runs back. Okay.
Tyga.
Tyga, the fucking. Tyga.
Tyga.
The young ex Young Money artist, Tyga.
Okay.
Hold everything, Tyga.
Um,
or whatever.
ex-Kardashian Deuces. Or yeah. Jenner connected.
Deuces. Tiger.
Deuces. Deuces. He might want a DNA test according to the tabloids.
For his sons? Or for... or.
For the new one, the one that Kylie just had the other day during the to upstage the Super Bowl. She, when niggas was doing the kickoff, she's like, yo, guess what? I had my ute.
I don't know anything about this.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a quick breakdown.
Yo, fuck.
All right, next.
I don't know. Tiger. And I don't know.
You know who the fuck Tiger is. Yeah, you,
like, I know who he is.
The rapper nigga.
Of course I know who Tiger is.
Yeah.
Right now, if you ask me a Tiger song, I just know Deuces. Real talk, he was on Deuces.
He had the same issue as Troy Ave, actually. Nobody could name a song.
I don't.
And Rack City. Rack City. Rack City. That was a big tune.
Rack City. Okay, yeah. Okay. If you start telling me the songs, I'll know.
You know what track?
He's radio. He's radio shit, right?
Just to get a little Tiger sidetrack. You know what track is Tiger's also? The Motto.
What song is that?
Or no, sorry. It's not his track. He's on that track. The track with Drake. How we do it? How we do it? How we do it? Every day, every day.
That, oh, okay, okay.
The one with fucking him and Wayne?
Yeah.
Tiger's on that track, you know.
Okay.
But I've only heard it in the club.
So you never knew he's on it.
He's the last verse.
They always cut him.
Whatever, he gets his royalties.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still getting paid.
But yeah, he won DNA test maybe. So stay tuned. Birdman, he got a movie coming out. Documentary dropping this Friday.
Okay. Oh, really?
Called Before Anything. It's dropping on Apple Music.
Huh.
So it's going to be him being the narrator in it, and he's going to be explaining the whole his whole life before Cash Money, in the streets, all that stuff. I heard a little snippet of it. It sounds interesting.
Okay, something to look out for.
Apparently, you're going to get to hear him clear up some of the reasons why some of these niggas never got their money too.
Okay. Cause you know that's what's gonna be a topic, why we ain't getting paid.
Well, it's been a topic for like what, 2 years?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. You see, like, you know, when we were younger, there's a reason why we like certain squads and we like certain movements. Like we were big Cash Money fans.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like BG.
Mm.
Remember BG?
Oh, Cash fuck Money, yeah.
Benny and the Navy.
Yo, yeah. Hard videos, bars, Cash Money. But then, you know, when Birdman and them start doing stuff like kissing on the mouth, it's pretty...
Well, the thing is, it's supposed to be the beginning before Cash Money, Rich Gang, and all that stuff. So I'm sure they're going to be bringing up Young Thug in there, all the different affiliates, you know what I'm saying? See, like how I spin that shit, right? Anyhow.
Let's
move on to, I was going to bring up Quincy Jones going off, you know what I mean? Because there's more of that up in there with Richard Pryor getting fucked by Marlon Brando and all that type of shit. But we won't even get into all of that.
You gotta tell me about. I don't know these current events.
Have you keeping up on the show? The internet crate digger.
Smoke the mirror.
The last thing I want
to. I'm a man. I talk about ancient aliens and shit, man. You know about that stuff?
Ancient aliens affiliate. Yes, it's conspiracy theories, stuff like that.
Yeah, you know what? Back in like in the 90s, I used to be a heavy 5%er, bro. You know what I mean? So I used to be into all the supreme alphabet and. And I used to explore deeper into what was going on in the world. And I feel like as the internet grew and we have more information, and this is a detriment to me, I fucking don't look deeply into the deeper things, and now I'm looking at some of this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's cool shit, and it's fun, but...
Twilight Zone shit.
That's the type of shit that even some of our audience, they'll be like, nigga, that shit is too fucking deep for us.
Yeah.
Walk on with the mons, damn fam. You know what I'm saying?
So true.
Trust me, dog.
They're right still. It's the Kush still, you know? It's the Kush.
Get ready to
Ancient
to get...
aliens. Next time.
Okay.
That's the Kush. Blame the Kush.
I got... The thing is, so many shit things happened this week, and I got two more topics I want to bring up. Eminem, he tried to do this fake fucking... Or allegedly fake. He has an Instagram clip of this girl, or this girl's on Instagram, and he walks into a hotel room. And she's doing like a video, and he thinks it's a selfie at first.
Okay.
And then
he realizes the video, and he's like, oh shit, I'm on video. And when he walks into the hotel, he's like, oh shit, I think they spotted me when I came in. Right? That was the first fucking red flag. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you Eminem. They spotted you when you came in, and you still just walked into the room like soft. Next, there's a television in the room. It's a big fucking tube TV. Yeah. Okay? So I'm like, what telly are you in, fam? Like,
or tube
what
television?
Motelly are you in? You know what I'm saying? And then he notices that the girl's on Instagram or whatever she's supposed to be on, and he's like, yo, cut the ting. So now, blogs started calling him out, like, fam, that shit is fake. If that's what you need to, like, get publicity in these days, like, he's go to bed, fam. Like, it's over. You know what I'm saying?
He's fronting.
Oh, they're saying he's fronting about that whole situation.
Yeah, and he's trying to create hype for his new video, basically. She's an actress. Her name has been released. I don't fucking remember her name.
A clip from a video,
I don't give
a
shit about Eminem's new music enough to even research her name. Because his last album was whack.
That's genius.
It is genius. But it's like, it's so corny at the same time.
But it's genius, dog. At least he's not doing no funny stuff. For gimmick.
You know? That was a gimmick, dog.
No, this is a fair and square Hollywood style, mm-hmm. Eminem style gimmick.
Cassav in the back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eminem, the Borat you felt, and Eminem. You know what I'm saying?
Don't kill me right now.
Come on, dog. Eminem took balls to the face, dog.
He did. Oh, boy. He did before social media.
He's another one. Another weirdo, but I don't know.
Oh, I got a segment on my YouTube channel.
The Eminem, to me, is definitely one of the greats, but I was never... He also could get too deep with the, you know, like the Killing the Mom tracks and stuff.
Yeah.
Those, I don't like those ones.
Yeah. he goes a little too crazy with that. But yeah. You know what? And to do a quick sidetrack on Eminem before we get out of here, right? M could do tracks about fucking having beef with his mom and all types of shit. And it's considered like, oh, that's the crazy white kid. Da, 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 it's cool. When Cam was doing tracks around the same time, right? Cameron.
Yeah, who's Cameron?
Right?
He said some crazy shit.
He was saying shit just as crazy as M. And Cam is fucking... was more lyrical than times. Mm. Different results. I'm just going to put that on the table.
Yeah, when first Cam first came, it was different.
I think what it was, fam, was, you know, imagine you seeing, like, if you're going to, because what you're putting out really is a race thing.
Mm.
Right? Okay.
So
you know, it's like, so, okay, I think it comes down to this. I think it comes down to, you know, a basketball game's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Black youth comes through his legs. Iverson crossover.
Yeah.
Off the backboard. Fucking through his legs. Dunk. Everyone's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're doing this on the court all day. They're doing this. But now, you know, if, like, a white boy looking like Eminem, that never happened before, if he hits the court now and he puts it through his legs, Iverson crossover, up in the air. Ah.
Oh, shit.
Listen to me.
Did you see white boy do that shit?
I seen a video like that on Instagram the other day. The white dude got the ball. The man went up, put it through his legs, and he dunked it through his legs, right? And it's like, I shouldn't be surprised. He's a basketball player. But the reaction when he hit the ground, he was like,
oh.
And he, no. He was so cool with it. He went through, hit the through the legs, slammed it, and then he looked at the audience like, well, you didn't expect that from me, eh? And he just backed up down the court, and everybody went nuts. But it was like, yo, the way that it was so nonchalant, the way the man jumped up was like,
styling on him.
Yo, it was crazy. I was, no, like you know, said, it was the same thing. Truly,
you know,
expecting,
you know,
it.
You start getting into all that.
Yeah.
The same, so you could be from any race and do something good in anything.
For sure.
You know what I mean? But they're stereotypes.
Yeah.
That's definitely what leads to the hype, you know?
Okay.
So if maybe that could be a reason. See, Eminem, when he came out, you already know he was a beast.
Mm.
Spitting.
Yeah.
He was a beast.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? When he first came out, so
Okay, well, we're gonna wrap it up. Let me see. You got your cameras good over here. Okay. Let's get our social medias popping. Let me get. What's coming up next, man?
You never know. You know, it's just new music for sure. New music for sure. Always.
Okay.
You know, anything could happen. Like, as we were saying, movies, whatever. Like, we're into all of that.
Yeah.
So you just gotta look out on the social media. You know what I mean? The Instagram, the Twitters, you know.
Okay, and let the people know where to find you.
The Instagram is Camo, aka Genghis Khan, Camo, aka you know, Gangis Khan.
Feeling the vibes right now.
You know what I mean? I got one.
What about you, honey? You wanna fill out your social medias? You good? Okay. PK Herc.
That's me, SSC underscore Hey Hercs underscore PK on Instagram. I'm looking at the mic, but I'm fucking blitz right now. So yeah, SSC underscore Hey Hercs underscore PK on Instagram. That's where you can find me at. Check out my gym page, Way Hercs, if you want to see some gym stuff. But other than that, yo, shout out the podcast. Thank you guys for coming through. It was a good episode. Let's get a clap one more time for Hudder Units. You understand? Celebrate the new life.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, y'all know where to find me. Hit my website up, Friday, a.k.a. Ricky Dredd. That's D-R-E-D. All my social media platforms, Friday Ricky Dredd, D-R-E-D. Hit up our Instagram. We're almost at 2,500 followers. So, at We Love Hip Hop Toronto, we're like 200 maybe people away from getting that 2,500 right there, right? So, we're going to give away another category, I guess? We're doing category again?
Yeah. That was quick. Yeah.
That was quick, yo. We do 100 followers like at least in like 2 days. That was quick. You know what I'm saying? So also YouTube.com/ We Love Hip Hop. Hit the subscribe button, like, comment, you know what I'm saying?
Great. Oh, all that good shit. Yeah, we got a giveaway going on.
We're doing a giveaway. So if you can guess what episode 14 is, we're gonna be giving away a box of this can of chocolatier. Fine chocolates, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take y'all out with a song. I'm gonna let the people get some more Toronto vibes. So, Romeo Wilson. Ooh. Jeez.
How do you
not? Technology in this motherfucker. So, Romeo Wilson, designer.
All right, run it. Let's see what I'm going here.
Check out a nigga on Spotify. This is where I'm pumping this shit from. Let's.
Call out my name when you find out.
Rosemo Smoked Out Podcast, episode motherfucking 56,
season 2.
And we out.
Yes, thank you to the man for coming through. Yeah, we're gonna take a picture and do all that stuff. Respect.
Respect us.